This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Darren Knapp, who's the director of global ITSP sales team at Poly. Darren, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
So Poly is going to be coming to the upcoming Vectors 2019, and we've been doing a lot of reporting on Poly throughout the year, especially with the name change and some other exciting product news. So Darren, what's new at Poly?
Well, you know, for folks that maybe hadn't heard the latest, Plantronix bought Polycom, and so Plantronix plus Polycom equals Poly, the new brand of the company. So you've got now $2 billion companies have come to together to be a single powerhouse in the unified communications industry. And it's really the most fun I've had. I've been at Polycom. I started in 2013, so I've been now 6 years with Polycom and now Poly. And it's the most fun I've had just because we've got so many cool toys. And if you're in this line of business, you like toys and you like to be able to play with stuff. But I get to use all different devices. Today I'm on my trusty VVX601, just going old school on the handset. But it's just cool. You know, they've got headsets, we've got video devices, we've got analog terminal adapters. You know, whether you want to take us on a jog and then go take a conference call with a headset, or you want to sit down in a great conference room with one of the iconic Polycom conference phones, or you want to do video, you know, the highest end video for the boardroom, we've got you covered. And it's really neat now because if you look at the two companies as we've come together, we were looking at Gartner's Magic Quadrant for 2019, and of the 12 providers listed on the quadrant, we're now integrated and work with 11 out of those 12. So it's kind of a neat space to be in, that we're sort of everybody's preferred endpoint of choice, and that's kind of how we're positioning the company. So it's exciting.
So in many ways, you know, with the transition that occurred this year, Poly is now a company that, in addition to being with many products, it's wearable technology, you really are where the user meets the network.
Yeah, it's a great way to say it. The company slogan now is the power of many. And if you think about it, Poly means many. And it's all about any situation where communications and teamwork needs to happen, whether that's one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many. It doesn't really matter, and it can be here, it can be across the ocean. We're that, like you're saying, an endpoint of choice, and it comes down to how do I need to interact with an individual or a team, and Poly's uniquely positioned to be that any solution, whether it's we're on 60, 70 different platforms that we're interoperated with. And so really you can bring our devices to just about any platform as long as it's an open non-proprietary system. And even on a few that are proprietary, but you can bring our devices in and hop on and have a great call and a meeting.
Now we're approaching Vectors 2019. You're going to be there. Are there any new or special feature products you'll be exhibiting at Vectors 2019?
Yeah, so we're excited. We're coming out with two new products that'll be at Vectors. One is our very first standalone DECT phone, and we're going to, you know, be announcing that. So that's a new member of the VVX line of phones. And then we've also got a new, let's call it an entry-level conference phone / video device. It's called the Trio 8300. And so we'll be announcing those at the show. We've got a bunch of different things that we're going to be showing off, though. Like I said earlier, it's kind of like kid in a candy store. We've got all these different cool toys, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Now, Poly has sponsored Vectors for a few times before this year, and this year Poly is the title sponsor for Vectors 2019.
Yeah, listen, we're just so impressed with SkySwitch. And also the Vectors show. They're just a great group of people, great technology. The way they treat their partner community is second to none. And that's where we want to invest is, and we want to be a part of that because that's really how you get the message out, how you interact with people who are actively out there growing businesses and not only to go show what it is that we've got, but also to listen because that partner community that, that SkySwitch and the Vectors event brings is so vibrant, has so many kind of diverse go-to-market strategies, and it's good to listen to what's going on and what they're looking for and what they need. And then we bring that information back to our product team and we start going back to the drawing board and saying, hey, what else can we come up with that would help the market out? So really enjoy that and just a bunch of stand-up guys and what a top-class event with you know, great speakers, some entertainment. It's just a good time.
So as a sponsor, what draws you back to participating at Vectors each year?
I mean, really, it's as simple as growth, but it's also just the synergy and the vibe. You know, you can sort of feel and see success. And just by being at Vectors, you'll see that this is a growing community. Year over year, we've seen the partner base grow. And we've seen the excitement and enthusiasm grow. And it's not just a mirror of the market. We see stronger than market growth at SkySwitch. So they're really doing something right. And we just want to be a part of it. You know, just excited to be a sponsor this year and to take the title sponsor position was a real honor for us.
So will Polly be participating in presenting sessions at Vectors?
Yeah, it's exciting for us. We've got two really prime spots. We're going to have one section where we're talking about our device as a service. We've seen a strong desire from the community to take the CapEx and convert it to OpEx. So instead of paying $100 for a phone, you can now rent it for $2.85 a month with the service included. So if you've got a warranty issue for 7 years, that device is covered with a next day replacement. And so we're really excited about that device as a service. I don't want to give it all away on our chat today, but you know, definitely tune in at the event. So we'll be talking about the device as a service. We'll also be talking about our cloud solution called PDMS, Poly Device Management Service. And it's designed for the service provider community. And essentially what it does, the easiest way I can describe it is if I'm in the NOC at the service provider and a customer calls in and says, hey, this call sounds bad, I can immediately click start packet capture. And even through their firewall, the Poly phone will start recording that call, looking at all the SIP messaging, the packet loss, latency, jitter. You can run speed tests. All of that stuff is done directly from the phone, so you get the end user's perspective. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're just really going to answer who's Poly, a little bit of what we're talking about today, but address the group there and show some really cool videos. We try to jazz it up and make it a lot of fun.
So, you know, when I think about it, over the course of the year, you know, Poly's at a lot of events, you know, all sorts of technology events. So, you know, what sets Vector apart?
To me, there's a few things. One is it's a very focused event where we're really looking at the SkySwitch platform and all that integrates with it and what's going on, what's the latest, greatest. There's a lot of information about market and so on. But really, I think a lot of it's about that community. It's a very specific community and reseller community that recognizes that, hey, I can go to market tomorrow by partnering with SkySwitch, and I can be part of this unified communications movement without having to go put something in my rack. I can just pay an OpEx amount on a monthly basis to SkySwitch, and they kind of handle all the dirty work behind the scenes and deliver this phenomenal solution. That is bar none. You know, it's one of the top solutions out there. So, you know, I think that differentiates it. The other thing that's a differentiator for us is that it's the vibe and the feel. You know, there's just, I don't, other than if you're there, I don't know if you really get it, but when you go to some of these big events, you just kind of feel lost. This is a little more intimate. It's still a large event, but it's more intimate. You get to know people better and have a lot more meaningful one-on-one conversations. And I look forward to that.
You know, as we step back, as we move out of our podcast today, I'm tempted to ask a question just about Pauly in general, because you guys have such a huge line of very well-known products and, of course, a lot of innovation. I think a lot of people have always thought, you know, especially when I think of headsets, and I'm thinking now of, you know, when people do mass buys, like for a contact center, you know, you guys have always historic, you know, it's a very strong brand. It's a sort of premium brand. And, you know, I think there's always a temptation out there, especially with the large commercial buyers, to, you know, kind of go cheap and buy a generic brand and just, you know, good enough kind of thing. Is there sort of a change happening with regard to Pauly as a brand?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that's been most exciting for me is to see that, you know, like you said it, I think you nailed it, is, hey, we know Polycom, we know Plantronics, they're both premium, solid products, but wow, I can sure get something that's pretty darn good for quite a bit less. And what's changed is fundamentally the new company, Pauly, looks at the industry and says, you know, hey, not only do we need to maintain that quality, but we need to be able to pack more value and make sure that if there is a gap, and sometimes there isn't anymore, you know, you can find like devices at very similar, at similar prices to some of the competitors. But if and when there is a gap, is it filled with value that differentiates? And like I was talking a little bit earlier about the device management service for our service providers, the first question when we go through that conversation with the service providers, that sounds amazing, well, but how much are you going to charge me? And the answer is zero. We're actually adding that in as a value for the telephones, and then eventually we plan to build that into even doing management and troubleshooting on headsets. So things like that are where things are really changing. And then, you know, we did a demo with you guys a long time ago about acoustic fence and the ways that we change how the conversation sounds, how the video looks, doing things like speaker tracking with our new studio sound and video bar. In a $1,000 device, it literally tracks the speakers in the room, and it does a very comparable job to a device that we used to charge $6,000 to $10,000 for, just for the camera. And now you've got this self-contained unit at about $1,000 that does it all right there, and you just plug your laptop in and it's plug and play and you're up and running. So it's fundamentally making sure that we're really sensitive to what the market needs and what the right price is. And that's just a totally new and exciting philosophy for the company. So that's another way that Pauly is different from the individual brands of Polycom and Plantronics.
So, you know, to your point and specifically going to Vectors 2019, where you're going to be talking to basically a channel market, it must be increasingly important to channel companies, to partners, that while they're selling basically a cloud service, a subscription service, that the physical product that comes with it is now more important than ever.
Yeah, listen, I think you nailed it earlier in that there's always going to be a human interface device. I mean, we sell this great cloud service, and there's a lot of really cool technology that goes on underneath the hood. But at the end of the day, somebody is going to talk or be seen over some of these technologies. And if you're putting out the weak link in that process and you're not delivering on the expectations that the customers had for this technology, then you're going to run into problems. There's a really funny anecdote. I was actually visiting a partner in Brazil, and we were talking, and we were, I won't mention the competitor's brand, but we were huddled around somebody else's phone, and it was the three of us in a quiet office and talking on the speakerphone, and the other side was in Argentina, and he kept saying on the far side, could you repeat that? I can't hear you. And we're all looking at each other going, I don't know if I can speak it anymore. Clearly, we're literally 3 feet from the phone, and we're kind of all leaned in towards the phone to make sure that he can hear us. And it was hilarious. So I reached into my bag, and I pulled out our Callisto 7200, a little portable speaker, a battery-powered speakerphone. And I said, hey, can you just pair your cell phone to this? And he paired his cell phone to it, and we did the call. And the tension in the room just dropped, because all of a sudden everybody just leaned back into their chair, and everybody heard everybody perfectly and clearly, because the technology was delivering on the promise of what was going on, you know. And so, listen, you can make devices cheaper, but you're going to suffer it at some point. You put inferior microphones, you put inferior speakers and inferior cameras and things like that, and you're going to see the difference. So for me, that's the exciting thing. I don't buy, you know, cheap junk. I like to make sure that I buy good things that actually deliver on what they're supposed to. And that's the difference in Poly, you know, just a phenomenal company, great products, but at the end of the day have got this new focus on making sure that value is worth it, right? If we're going to be a little more expensive, let's make sure it's worth it. I think that's fundamentally how we've changed and how this group of partners with SkySwitch understands that they've got to be able to deliver on that promise. And the last thing I'll throw in there is, generally, most companies that go to market with a cloud unified communication service, they do so because there's good margins in it, and it's an OPEX model, and the end customers love that model. The chink in that armor has always been the phones. A lot of times you can spend on the phones and the headsets and these devices what you would spend possibly even for the full year of service, you know, if not several months of service for this CapEx purchase of these devices. And now with our devices as a service that we'll be talking about at the show, literally you just wrap it into part of the service. So now the hardware is part of the service, and you don't have to pay a big chunk up front. So that we're doing a lot of things to change the way that the market delivers the total service, not just the cloud, but also the endpoints. So good times.
You know, that is so important, I think, for partners to think about, because I've been reading and reporting on the problem of onboarding, and that so many things can go wrong with, you know, a switchover, here's a new service, and new equipment, of course, is then introduced to execute it. And if that equipment doesn't work well with the cloud-based part, the whole thing doesn't work. And so, absolutely, you know, going cheap on that might not be such a good idea.
Yeah, we had one partner that gave a testimonial, and they had attempted to install one of our competitors, and they did a study over their initial launch with them, and they found that when they installed the competitor, they were more than twice as likely to lose that customer in the first 30 days than if they were installing our brand. And so when they looked at it, they said, hey, we could save a few bucks on the hardware, but if we lose the customer, what's the point? And when you start thinking of the math in those terms, not just what am I spending today, but what's the total value over the long term? One of the other things that I don't think folks realize is that generally our devices last longer. They don't break as frequently, and we design them from day one to have longer longevity. So that means that they're going to be out there in the field and earn you money for a lot longer. So it's really a mouthful to give that full message, but I think more and more as we're able to get out at events like Vectors and kind of give that full picture story, we're seeing that partners go, wow, you know, this totally makes sense. And, heck, I'd want the quality too. So yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Well, Darren, I want to thank you for joining us today and giving us a preview of what you're going to be looking at and working with at Vectors 2019. Readers who want to learn more about Vectors 2019 can go to vectors2019.com. And Darren, where can we learn more about Poly?
Poly, P-O-L-Y.com.
Easy peasy.
That's right.
All right. Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you at Vectors 2019. I know we're going to be doing some more podcasts as we go forward on Pauly.
Awesome, Doug. Thanks.